So, I suck at self-care. And I have to, I'm so bad about it. For all the obvious reasons of personal and professional responsibility and raising kids and whatnot. Always put other people first. And so I'm working on taking care of my own needs. And what better way to do that? Oh, how's that for a smooth segue? What better way to do that than to get ready for bed? I always sleep naked. So this is really a matter of washing up and brushing my teeth and brushing my hair and making sure that there was a little bit of time for me to fantasize about you being here. Maybe you walk in right now. And I know, I've talked about this before. It's just a thing with me. Maybe you're just standing in the doorway watching. And you would see me lying on my side, gently rubbing my calves up and down and twisting my nipple. My other arm is bent under my head. What would you do? Would you just watch? Would you come give directions? Would you masturbate with me? Would you fuck me? Let's go with the masturbate with me, because, you know, we're both masturbating, right? And I do. Fuck, do I love knowing that a man is hard for me. You know, like, in a well-established relationship, like being out in public, say you went out to dinner, you know, even with friends, but, you know, for whatever reason, you're just really aroused. And you discreetly take my hand and place it over your cock through your pants. I love that so much. And I don't know why. I think because you take my hand and place it there, you don't have to speak. You're saying to me, you know, feel my cock, feel what you've done to me. I want you. Yeah, like that. So I guess it's part of the long play game that I enjoy so much. Tugging on my breast, on my nipple, and then just letting it fall. It's not really painful, it's just a Oh, this is a nice sensation, I think. Well, you really feel the weight of my breasts. Sometimes they're a nuisance, but not right now. They're not. No, they're not. So what? What would you do? Oh, I like the idea of you walking over and. You know, I'm quietly smiling at you, and you take my hand from behind my head and firmly just place it around your cock. Don't say anything, you just kind of look what you've done. Look what you've done, you irresistible vixen, you. Oh, fuck. God, the mic up on my head, by the way. Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. God, I'm gonna lose my train of thought now. Oh, you take your belt off and you tip your jeans if you're wearing jeans, whatever. Oh, you take your pants off and let your cock out. Oh, and you just. Holding it right by my face is out of reach. And I want it in my mouth. I want it in my mouth. But you know that I like the anticipation even more. So. Just wait. Fuck, I feel good. Do you want to touch my pussy? Do you want to feel how wet I am? Do you want to taste my pussy? Oh, I bet you do. Getting my fingers all nice and clean. Oh, you like that? You like the idea of me so horny, so aroused. I'm here naked on my and I'm just totally relaxed. playing with my clit. Oh, I love my clit. Oh, clit good. If you watch me, it's like kind of grip and tug at myself. Oh, fuck. Would you be able to just watch? This is so hot. I've never done that in real life. Oh, and I think it would be so good. Oh, in that weird way, it takes all the pressure off. Nobody has to worry about getting the other off. We know we're gonna get ourselves off. So we just get ourselves off together. I like that a lot. Not in any small part because of the inherent exhibitionism in that. God, I had some really filthy fantasies about being like in the university lecture hall and teaching a class on how to properly fuck a woman and I'm there for you to fuck and to talk to the class and as you're doing it commenting on technique and I don't know benefits of certain positions and it's oh god it sounds like I should be wrong. There's some he fucking me in front of a crowd, and the crowd is, like a class. They're there for the purpose of watching. They're not just passers by. Got this image of you having me bent over the table, like the lecture. attention that some people like. I love it. I fucking love it. Oh, there's, and you, gently but firmly lace your fingers into my hair and gently pull me up by my hair, and you're holding me in that position, just talking to the glass, and then you say something like, now see, when I have her like this, if I were to fuck her, watch what happens, or something stupid like that. And you know, in my fantasy, I come and I come hard, and oh, and I feel like you're proud of me. Oh, that's a kink that would take many therapy sessions to unpack, I think, for most people. But I know I would, but yeah. Oh, yeah, like you. Watch. They all watch. Oh, they all watch. Take pictures and videos and everything. Pull me back to my, so my back is to your chest. You're still in me. And you just lean over and whisper in my ear. Good girl. I don't like a lot of good girls. I think these should be special. At least mine. Is their potency, I think, it's used too frequently. But if you save it for just the right time, oh god, it makes my cunt drop. Oh, that's a good feeling. Oh, that's such a good. Oh, my God, so is this one right now. Oh, are you feeling good? How's it going over there? I trust that you make yourself feel good. Oh, my clit's really swollen. Oh, I wonder if physiologically it's the same in women for men. It's just, it's not as obvious for us. But that the more aroused we are, the more swollen we get. I wonder if it's for the same reasons. Smooth and plump. He's so easy to suck on. Suck on my clit. Yeah, you promise you'll stroke yourself while you do it. Yeah. Oh, because I want you. Mmm. Oh, I like it. And I like it even more when it's... I had only encountered it once. But this guy, when he did that, instead of it being like a smack, it was... like, it made my spine vibrate. It was wild. And I was totally sober. So wild that I said, oh my God, that was amazing. Do it again. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Absolutely. Suck it. So good. And you need to be rubbing your cock for me too. I want to know you're feeling good. I want you to be feeling good. Oh, I wanna fuck. I don't know how many minutes in that. I think you did a lot of fucking. Pretty please. Yeah. Oh, so that table scenario. You're standing behind me. Fucking balls deep in my ass. Oh, I'm just nice and hard. You and oh, a table. It's all hard. It feels good. Oh, it's like without all the distractions of sheets and mattresses and pillows, you're just completely focused on your coat down my ass. And then it's so cold. So fucking hot. Why'd you do that? Why'd you fuck me in front of a room of consenting adults? Pretend to take notes. Photograph us. Oh, I could totally do that. Just pressing your palm on my throat. Not choking me, just. Just pressure. Little possessiveness. Just a little. Crazy, just noticing when the men look at me. And of course, you know, watching down the street. Learn best by experience, right? So, yeah. One by one, these men, like early 20s, yeah, like university age. Oh, first I have to ask. Oh, but they get to fuck me. And you and I don't want their technique. Because you know what I like. And you want me to come home for you. Oh. It's so good. Letting your students use me. Come with me. Come with me. Mm-hmm. was thinking, you know, I'm in this college classroom. I'm not going to be trying not to scream my head off. Bask in the moment. I love that. It's like a little exertion burn in your muscle. So long. It just, it's like that's my tipping point, that burn, that warm, soft tingle. My thighs. I don't want to trigger, because that's my point of no return. And for however long this audio is, I just remembered that I live in America. So thank you for taking that little siesta with me. Oh.